to encourage you in the class 2019. As you are being ushered into the field, to practice what you have learned for the last 1 year. This is powerful. Amen. I wish everybody could be here. Because this class had 53 students.
Video.
But some of them have not turned up. But many of you have come. Amen. Can you welcome?
Praise God. What an awesome privilege to be able to be here with you on this day. It's not just us. All the spiritual realm is watching right now. There are angels here watching right now. They are amazed at the grace of God that they get to see through you. Thank you, Father. We honor you. We bless you. We give you this time. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I thought about what I would like to say to you. And the Holy Spirit reminded me of the most important thing for you to know. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about for a few minutes. Is this a graduation? Or is this a commencement? Do you know the difference? When we graduate, we finished something. That's a part. But the most important part is the commencement. It's because of the teaching, because of the training. That part's finished. Now you are commencing into a new beginning. Commencement means you're stepping into something you've never stepped into before. And you graduated from the preparation for that. Hallelujah. 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 You will find out how great this moment is. You will see in the days and weeks and months ahead the powerful thing that God has done. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10, says this: He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. Jesus Christ went down into hell, got the victory. took back the keys of authority from Satan. He brought in a brand new creation. And then he ascended back up into heaven. Far above all the other heavens. Far above the principalities and powers and rulers. That he may fill all things.
Amen.
God the Father, his plan was that all glory for all of creation would go to Jesus. When you look at the trees, you look at the plants, they give forth glory to God. Glory to Jesus. He created them. The tree manifests the glory of God. The fruits on the trees manifest the glory of God. The crops in the field manifest the glory of God. All of creation manifests the glory of Jesus Christ. That's the Father's intention. But you are unique. There is nothing in all of creation like you. And God's purpose and God's plan for you is that he would manifest himself in and through you.
Amen.
Out of all of creation, he's only living in one of his creation, and that's you.
Amen.
You who are born again came into the kingdom of heaven to manifest the glory of God.
Amen.
To bring forth his kingdom everywhere you go. And to know something. He's alive in you.
Amen.
He's alive in you.
Amen.
He has made you one with him. Never to be separated.
Amen.
And you are never on your alone again.
Amen.
You will never have to walk in your own strength. You will never have to walk according to your own understanding. So what I want to say with you is this. Most Christians everywhere around the world, they look at God like giving different pieces. Oh, I want your love. I want your anointing. I want your power. I want your peace. I want eternal life. All the things that we want. But God said, I will have Jesus Christ fill this vessel.
Amen.
Do this. Point at yourself. This is the vessel. Say it. This is the vessel that holds the glory of God. This is the vessel that Jesus Christ is living in. This is the vessel that will bring forth the kingdom of heaven. This is the vessel. Right here. Right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I thought this morning, okay, God's purpose is to fill the vessel. How do we know when we fill a vessel? If it is full. It overflows. You know a vessel is full when it's overflowing. Jesus is a river in you. Jesus is a mighty river in you. You have been called to bring the river of God to people that are hurting. Your vessel is fit for the Master's use.
Amen.
Your vessel is fit because He called you, He appointed you, and He anointed you. You didn't do that. We didn't do that. Jesus Christ Himself did that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now, what we need to understand is this. It's not getting His love. It's not getting His power. It's not getting His fruit. What is it? He gives you one gift. He gives you Himself.
Yes.
He gives you the person of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Eternal life is not a thing. Eternal life is not a thing. Eternal life is a person. Eternal life is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is living in you. You have eternal life in Jesus. Love is not a thing. Love is the person of Jesus Christ. You have His love because you have Him. You don't have to think about it. You bring Him everywhere you go. The Spirit of God will spontaneously release whatever is needed wherever you go. I was trained as a young Christian to try to do many things. I studied the scriptures and studied the scriptures. As a young pastor, I made notes. And I took the notes to church. And I would open up and I'd read my notes to preach. One Sunday, I had given my daughter the same Bible that I use. And I picked up her Bible by mistake. And I got up in church. And I opened up the Bible to look for my notes. They weren't there. And I thought, oh God, what do I do? And the Holy Spirit said to me, you trust me. You trust me. Let it be me, He said. Let it be me, not you. Don't lean on your notes. Don't lean on your own understanding. He said, trust me. I said, okay. I didn't say anything to the people. I just said, I'm gonna share some scriptures. And as I began to speak, for the first time in my ministry life, I sensed Jesus. I sensed the Spirit of God rising up inside of me and speaking. Not things that I had all planned out and written out, but what was on His heart. I finished speaking, and all the people are sitting there. I said, does anybody want prayer? The people didn't want to leave the church because the presence of God was so strong. Do you see? You see, when we're trusting in ourselves, when we're trusting in our own mental ability, we're trusting in the scriptures that we memorized. The river stops right there. But when we let go, the Holy Spirit, you know what this person needs. You know what they need. It just happens. The Holy Spirit spontaneously releases life. That happens with one person, 100, or 50,000. It doesn't matter. Nobody would leave the church. And they said to me, "What happened to you? What happened to you, Pastor?" I said, "Why?"
They asked him, "What has happened?"
They said, "We've never ever experienced God like that. We've never heard a word like that before. We felt like God Himself was talking to our heart."
Amen.
I learned something that day. We take our preparations. The school has been preparation. We take our preparations. We say, "Here, Lord, I give it all to you. You're the river. You're the life. You're the truth. You're the way. I don't need any more than you. You will bring forth exactly what needs to come forth. You will release life through my hands. You will release your healing presence through my hands. Simply because I'm trusting in you. And I'm your son. Not because I know so much." Do you understand?
Yes.
Lean on him. Trust in him. Depend on him. He'll never let you down. Never let you down. Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus said this.
Yes, Jacob.
He said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father."
Amen.
He said, "The Father and I are one." But he also said, "I can do nothing on my own. I can do nothing out of myself." Here's the paradox. Here's the strange thing of this mystery about the gospel. Jesus Christ living in me. We are separate, but we are one.
Yeah.
Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." Jesus tells his disciples, "Now, same for you. As the Father sent me, I send you." As people see you, they see Jesus. It's still you, but it's both of you.
Amen.
Jesus said it in John 15. He's talking about the vine and the branches. They are one. The branch and the vine are one. But yet separate. The vine gives the life. Jesus is the vine. He brings forth the life. He said, as long as you are abiding in me, trusting in me, the life keeps flowing. It flows into the branch. And the branch, we are the branch. The branch bears the fruit. Not by itself. If you look at a mango tree and you see a mango hanging on a branch, and you could hear the tree talk, would the branch be doing this? Oh, I gotta bring forth some fruit. Oh, I gotta bring forth some fruit. Oh, I gotta fruit come. Fruit come. No. The branch just enjoys the life of the vine. And then here comes the fruit. Here comes the fruit. The branch is just enjoying the vine. The life is flowing. And the fruit just comes. That's for you. You are the branch, and the vine is Jesus.
Amen.
And he will never stop flowing.
Amen.
As long as you stay trusting in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today, you are stepping over the line. You're stepping out of the natural. You're stepping into the supernatural. You're stepping out of what humans can do. And you're stepping into what only God can do. Today, you are commencing into a new beginning. You're commencing into what all the angels have been longing to see. You're taking that advancement into something totally new, but awesome. Today, the spiritual realm sees every one of you. You are being marked in the spirit. In the spirit, they are saying, these ones will bring forth the kingdom. Hell, this day, is marking down. Your names are written in hell. And the demons are being taught. These, watch out for them. These, they will destroy you. Yeah. In Jesus' name. This is big. This is very big. If you could see into the spirit realm, you could know. Let no one tell you, you cannot. Jesus said, with him, all things are possible. So from this day, know this. He who has begun a good work within you, by his faithfulness, he will complete that work. By his faithfulness, he will complete that work. Know this, that nothing can stop him. Nothing can stop him. And he says this. It is him that works in you to will and to do.
No, nope.
It's not us anymore. It's Him. He's putting it on your heart. He's given you the desires of heaven. And He's given you the strength, the power, supernatural, to walk in it. This day, never forget that. Do not forget it. When things look hard, you can say, oh, I'm going through.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going through.
Amen.
I love when James said,
that's what James said.
Consider all the trials, all the temptations, all the testings that are going to come. I love this. He says, consider it pure joy.
Yes.
Why? Because you know who's living in you. Why? Because you know every test is not really a test for you. It's a test to prove that Jesus is God.
Yes.
Hallelujah! 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 So today you get to step into those things, not from the flesh, but in the Holy Ghost, to totally defeat the devil and to bring glory to Jesus, to bring glory to Jesus. That's what you're here for. You've been called. In eternity past, God saw this day. He saw this moment. And He has prepared. He's prepared Ephesians 2:10. He's prepared specific works for all of you. They're supernatural works. They're works that only God can do. But you're the branch.
Mm-hmm.
You're the branch.
Amen.
And you're going to bear the fruit. Hallelujah! Okay. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you.
Wonderful. Amen.